Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat? The cool way to connect is now email. We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. And the telephone. Landlines are the coolest. 877-931-4TNT. 877-931-4868. Hate it when they put letters in it. Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So my liver enzymes are perfect, actually, so that's a good thing. After I had my annual physical yesterday, because I booked it and realizing I'm flying in from California after a five-day booze fest with you.
Oh, yeah, you had a test.
Well, the blood test takes care of all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he said, I sat down, my doctor's a good dude, he's Push's doctor, too, and I said, I probably shouldn't have scheduled a physical after a five-day binge in California. He goes, you do the blood work beforehand. I said, yeah. He goes, that's good. The blood work was last week, but the liver enzymes are perfect.
The alternative would be a five-day binge here.
But it was different there. I drank more there in 5 days than I did here in 5 days. Easily. I drank a bunch in California. You know, we were both pretty ripped at your daughter's reception.
Oh, yeah.
/ wedding. Yeah, I know we were. I know I was. I can tell you were.
You weren't smoking any weed, were you?
No, I wasn't smoking any weed.
Wow.
But I was really drunk.
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that part.
Yeah.
My buddy and I went aside.
He asked me if I do street drugs, and I said no. So, and I really don't. I haven't done any street drugs in a while, so...
But when
I think of street drugs, I think of like coke or meth or something like that. But does that count as a weed?
Marijuana to me isn't a street drug.
I know.
I suppose,
I'm sure they mean street drugs.
I suppose state where it's not legal.
It's probably technically a street drug, right?
It would be considered a street drug.
Right, exactly.
Nah, I think the doctors are cooler than that.
Well, our doctor's pretty cool about that.
If he asked street drugs, he means heroin and cocaine.
Yeah, I think he did. Oh, you meant heroin. Oh, damn it.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you just meant coke and meth.
Forgot to remind you about that one.
About the heroin bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's legal in California.
Forgot about
it's
the
fun.
Heroin bit.
Oh, the needle tears a hole. Oh, yeah, yeah. I do a little bit of that.
Thanks, Trent.
Needle and the damage done. I started singing. It was great. I forgot about the heroin. I better go back today and tell them about the heroin bit.
Oh, the old familiar pain.
Exactly.
Now we're going to get emails from people whose husbands started doing heroin because they heard about heroin on the show.
Jesus,
we
people.
We got scolded for being porn promoters. And by the way, I don't think anybody...
I'm probably going to get scolded in person over that person is. Yeah.
Listened to Todd and Tyler and then decided to watch porn.
No.
I'm pretty sure they were familiar with porn.
We didn't invent it.
Yeah, by the time we mentioned it on the air.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so.
And I've told my son, too, I said, porn is not real sex, you know, because I know that he's about the age where the kids all see all that crap, because they do, you know. And I said, that's not how it really is, bud, so I know you're going to see it, and you'll enjoy it, probably. I didn't say that part, but I said, you don't need to say that to anybody, but I said, it's not real. It's not real.
Never had the porn talk with
It wasn't as available.
Yeah.
I mean, when your kids were smaller, it would have been, it would have been like a DVD or VHS they found in your house or something like that. Had to find a place to load it in. This is on your phone. So, I mean, everybody has it, you know. So I know he's seen it.
I'm trying to think of the year it really became prominent on the interwebs.
Not just interwebs, on your phone, too, which is interwebs, obviously, too. I don't know. Everything goes so quick nowadays, you forget when stuff actually started.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see movies that just 15 years ago, you don't see these kind of phones. You don't see smartphones.
That's probably what I
would. And it still kind of freaks you out when you realize you're thinking, why does that person have not a smartphone? Because it's 10 years ago.
Had a porn talk with my boys now. Yeah, because they're
I think I did
older.
The other night.
I would
we're
say.
We're all pretty drunk.
Don't be like Mike and watch it on your phone. Yeah, watch it on a real screen.
No, man. The kitchen. People see in the kitchen. They can see your computer from the kitchen, man. That's weird.
Well, no. They only got one other person in the house.
No, that's about you.
Oh.
If you sit there in your office chair, you can see your naked ass in the kit from the kitchen.
Oh, no. I'm hidden.
Well, it's around the corner, but you can bend down a little bit and see it.
Oh, I suppose you could. But...
You don't try to do that when you're not home alone, do you?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, that's risky.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're kind of back in a little alcove there, but...
and your stepson's hanging around a little bit once in a while, too. He don't want to catch you masturbating.
So you,
again.
You fire up the phone when there's people at home? Go hide in the bathroom?
No. But the phone is easy. It's in the bed. All right. I don't want to talk about much about that right now.
The desktop is easy too.
Am not going to look at my desktop. Right. I don't want any bugs, man. I've seen what happens on computers. Happened to me once years ago on my computer. A big warning.
Oh.
I know it was a fake warning probably, but it scared the hell out of me. Even. I don't want anything locking up.
Where do you go on your phone?
Just get you YouPorn.
Yeah. That's fine on your desktop, too.
Yeah. Those sites are fine. Those sites live and die on not infecting your computer.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah,
I mean, that's a death nail for a porn site.
Right. Nick Allen will be here later on. Also, our buddy, Petey Mac will be here. Craig Evans. Antonio Brown might be a rapist. That's pretty funny, actually. Not the rape part, but I heard more details about ejaculating against her will. So Patriots, respond to that.
It was consensual?
I don't know what he said. I don't think he's responded at all.
I heard that was his retort. It was all consensual.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what an ass show that is.
Yeah, it is. He's a good guy. At least he's not kneeling, though, for the national anthem. You remember that? He's not kneeling.
Yeah. Most importantly.
He's not kneeling. He's just an accused rapist now.
That is the most egregious offense.
Accused rapist, bad teammate, dumbass. You know, but you had a great receiver. That's all that matters. And you're a Patriot now, so the NFL's going to suck his ass. And it's the anniversary of 9/11, too. I heard that coming in.
It is. Puss just told me. Yeah. He tried to get some Taliban members and some Al-Qaeda members on, too.
They're in Camp David, aren't they?
Yeah,
aren't they hanging out with the president?
So we could have an interview with them and see if people got upset.
Yeah.
I like to play the game where, what if another guy did something like that?
Oh, the president does, you mean, right.
Holy God.
What if anybody does anything the president does? You're right. Holy God, right.
Holy God. Yeah. The conservative media would be just upside down today. If somebody else tried to do that.
They're hypocrites. They always are, and they always will be. All right?
Nope. Nary a mention of that.
Not at all. All right.
So,
More Deadpool names from Robert Mugabe, great winemaker from Napa, California.
No, that's Mondavi.
Oh, damn
this
it.
Is, Whole
Robert, day yesterday, I was saying, I need somebody to go out and get some
Mugabe.
You're sure he didn't make a nice cab sav?
And a Fumé Blanc.
Yeah.
Mugabe.
President and Prime Minister of,
that's what confused me.
Zimbabwe. He had nothing to do.
I went out and bought some Mugabe last night.
Absolutely right. Nothing to do with wine.
No, I was in a rehab last night. Drank way too many. My liver enzymes are good.
Well, I'm drawing down.
Yeah.
I did draw down.
I was going to celebrate my liver enzymes being perfect by having a drink a glass of wine last night.
You did the right thing.
I might do it tonight.
But yeah. I did some twists in yoga that squeeze out your liver.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It just seeps it out?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
Where's it come out from? Oh, don't tell me.
Don't ask that.
Well, you sweat it out.
Oh, okay.
I thought
you're twisting. It might seep out.
But you have to
bunghole there.
Move it the right way. I forget which side of your body the liver's on.
You just squeeze it?
It squeezes.
Like a dish rag?
Yeah, basically.
I'll ask my doctor next
basically.
Time. Very cool.
Oh, and the update on the bank card at the liquor store.
Oh, yes.
My wife went to the bank, and the only time that we have to report that we're going somewhere, if it's in the continental United States.
Is it going to a liquor store?
Everywhere is fine, except for California.
Why?
I don't know. You know, because Nancy Pelosi. I don't know why California is the exception.
California.
We could go to Colorado. We could go to Maine. We can use that debit card anywhere. But you better tell them if you're going to California.
How about the debit card at a weed shop in Colorado? It doesn't ring anything up there? Because you were just getting liquor in California, man.
I don't know that I've ever used a debit card at a weed shop in Colorado, but because you'll say I'm bitching. But again, most of that.
I don't know if they could use that. Yeah, you are bitching.
Yeah, it's just a cash business. You can't use.
Your debit card technically is cash. It's not a credit card.
Yeah, but the banks won't
take it.
Banks will not deal with them because of the federal thing. And I'm going to get emails now saying, hey, this shop. It's 20 miles out of my way.
Yeah.
I would bet the California thing, Todd, is they probably just have a higher rate of ID theft.
Yeah,
in California.
Showing more people.
So, it's probably an easier red flag to raise.
Well, what happens to that dude, though? Who pays a guy $34?
Oh,
because you said that you walked out of the place with your booze, so you owed a guy $34. Does he get screwed?
I think they go ahead and approve that transaction.
Got it.
And just say,
and then they flag it from here on
out. In the future, remember, Nancy Pelosi.
You son of a bitch. Some guy yelling at you walking down. I'm guessing that's what his accent was like, right? You son of a bitch. I need my money.
No. Okay, it was a white guy.
White guy, okay. Right.
White guy.
Well, that was my white guy.
Right, there, anyway. You were in Orange County.
No, there's a lot of Hispanic. My Uber drivers were all Hispanic. Yeah. They really, everyone was. Really.
Were you there when I got into an Uber? It was a Tesla?
No, I saw you pulling out in that. You stopped and said, your wife yells, we're in a Tesla. Man.
Yeah. Who the hell is an Uber driver and drives a Tesla?
I don't know, man.
The guy trying to pay for a Tesla.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
he got the Tesla.
I can't afford this Tesla. I'm going to have to become an Uber driver.
Yeah.
That's Uber super comfort.
Well, if you think about it, if you're going to be an Uber driver and you're going to try to save money, you're not buying gas for the Tesla.
Oh, that's a good point, Puss.
You know?
And it might be a second.
You're coming
gig.
Out further ahead on being an Uber driver than the rest of them.
And it was Sebastian Maniscalco that mentioned yesterday how quiet those things are.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
I saw a bunch of them. They are cool-looking cars, actually. What do they run? How much they run?
I have no idea.
I think you can get like,
base model.
The base, like the really cheap ones, $35,
$40. Oh, really?
Really?
But
okay.
there's some...
Listed, somebody's going to put some stuff on there. It's going to be probably about $45, $50.
Some newer models they've released that are
smaller ones,
lower priced.
All right.
But the original ones are like $90, $100.
All right.
Yeah, and where we live, there's probably one place where you could plug it in.
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. If you have a Tesla, let us know. All right, come on back. Craig's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.